Hey, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jess.
And this is the Hello San Pedro podcast.
Join us as we talk with locals, community leaders, business owners,
and people like us who love all things San Pedro.
Every week, we'll explore San Pedro's deeply rooted culture,
discuss local issues, and spread good vibes.
Let's get into it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Hello San Pedro podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Silva.
Hi guys, this is Jess.
And I know it's been a minute.
It's been a summer. We miss you guys.
I know. We're already like going back to schools pretty soon. Parents of littles, we know. But we just wanted to come here real quick to kind of update you on what's been going on. And then also, you know, let you know I'll be back in September with more episodes.
We were planning to take a break. Amanda and I talked about it. And Amanda actually was just like, yeah, like let's take the summer off. I had some planned travels that I knew I was going to be away for. So we had planned to take this break. We just didn't tell you guys. We forgot to do that part.
I feel like life got in the way before we were able to like completely tell everybody and share with our listeners what was going to go on.
Yeah. And so we recorded a couple episodes. I think Marine Mammal Care is the last that we published. We have a few more in the bank that we're going to be publishing soon. But first, I kind of just wanted to toss it over to Amanda, and she has something to share.
Yeah. I just kind of wanted to share what was kind of going on with me and, you know, a little bit about how life got in the way for me. My husband and I, we found out we were pregnant, you know, shortly after Mother's Day. So that was right when we were releasing that last episode that we published. And then, you know, pretty close, right away we found out that unfortunately we were no longer pregnant. And so it was pretty fast. It was like about a month and a half later that we found out we were no longer pregnant. And like so many women, we had to kind of go through that miscarriage journey. And you know, I'm okay. I'm doing all right now, but I did need to just step away and like let the balls fall. I couldn't juggle everything, and I just had to be okay with that. You know, so many women go through this, and we just need to take our space to take care of ourselves and not really worry about anyone else. So that's what I did. I kind of just listened to my body, took the time I needed. I'm doing well. For those of you who are wondering, my husband took me out for sushi and wine. Sushi was the main craving I had while I was pregnant. I was pregnant for about like maybe 2.5 months, and I just wanted sushi, and I was like, dang, I'm not going to be able to have this for a year. I should have had sushi before. I had my sushi dinner. You know, my husband and I are okay. We'll try again. I think I just wanted to share because a lot of women experience it, and, you know, you don't really find out about it until you go through it. You know, I learned so many other women had gone through it too, but I think that the more we talk about it, the more we take away the shame from it. So I just wanted to share it. But I want to pass it off to Jess because I know she had amazing travel plans, and I was constantly following her Instagram, which you can go to her Instagram and check it out.
So I did have a lot of travel plans, a couple friend birthday trips and such. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got to go to Mexico, and it's been on my husband's list to go to Mexico City, and we did, and it was a great time. I always love going back there. But yes, I just kind of wanted to come on here to also give you another update in that I am going to be stepping away from the podcast. I've had such a great time getting to know everyone. Huge appreciation and acknowledgement to Amanda, because honestly, it's been the most amazing experience to move here and be able to meet all the people that I've been able to meet. I'm not saying completely goodbye. I'm just stepping away from co-hosting and from production. Basically, my sister is getting married, and so I've offered to be her wedding planner, which I'm excited to do. and we're looking forward to it. But I also have other projects in the works, and I'm going to be opening up a consulting business, digital consulting business. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to contact me. But yeah, I'm going to be working on those things and trying to build up a career again, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, as women, I think we get pulled in so many directions, and we always want to like lend our talents, you know, to people who need it. And I want to thank you so much for lending your amazing talent to the podcast for as long as you did, because I think without you, I would have not had the energy to like start up again after my long break, and or have the momentum to kind of like keep it going, you know. I feel like the podcast is in such a better place than it was, and that's a lot. That's like a huge
testament to the people that live here.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. But also your efforts and all you've been able to contribute. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
And again, like she said, she's not like leaving us completely. Her and I are really good friends. So we'll obviously stay in touch, but I'll probably like ask for help for a couple things here and there. Yeah, nothing crazy. Yeah. It's just women getting pulled in all sorts of directions. Yeah. And I'm really excited for your consulting business. Like, this is huge and amazing, and I wish you all the luck.
Thank you.
So we just wanted to update you on kind of like what was going on with us, what was going on with the podcast.
Speaking of which, everyone, you're in great hands. This was Amanda's brainchild, and she continues to lead it like she does always graciously. So there's things in the bank. We still have...
So again, like Jess mentioned, we still have 3 episodes that are pretty much, you know, need to be published. So those are going to be like what'll be published of the summer. But upcoming, we have September. And so we've already announced that September is going to be our local history month from now on in Angela Romero's honor. So I'm really looking forward to coming back in September with regular episodes about our local history. And this is something to be really excited for. Also, speaking of, we do have a couple events still like coming up that I just wanted to bring up. They're not going to be our events per se. We're going to be involved with.
You can August 19th, put it in your calendar. We'll be at the San Pedro Makers Market. Mm-hmm. And I'll be there saying hi to everybody. Bring your kids. It's family fun. We'll have the kids fun zone over at our booth. And you can ask us any questions about the podcast too.
I won't be there. I am going to be doing one last like camping trip for the summer. So Jess is going to be taking over, and you're in great hands. Bring your kids. It's going to be so much fun. And then there's one other event that I want to tell you about, and it's going to be put on by San Pedro Today Magazine and San Pedro Heritage Museum. But I've been working, you know, alongside them to really get this event together. So the details are not out yet, but just save the date for September 16th for a San Pedro on Film event that will be held at the Warner Grand Theater. So it's going to be great. We're super excited. Bring your friends. It's going to be a fundraiser for the San Pedro Heritage Museum, which of course was founded by my good friend Angela Romero, who has since passed, but we're doing this in her honor, and we really want to see this amazing effort for a local museum really, you know, come to fruition soon. So just save the date, September 16th, Warner Grand Theater. We're going to keep this short. We just wanted to give you a quick update for the summer to let you know what's been going on with us.
We hope you had a wonderful summer. You guys enjoyed the great weather we got. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to the upcoming season of the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. You'll see us soon. You'll see us around, and you'll be getting regular episodes starting September. All right, guys. See you soon. That's all for our episode. Follow us for more on Instagram at HelloSPPodcast.
Huge thanks to Rock Ashfield at Palm Realty Boutique for providing us such a gorgeous recording space.
And thank you to all of our amazing Patreon supporters.
Leave us a review and share this episode with your friends, neighbors, and coworkers.
See you next week. Thank you.